Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The call is going out for artists to participate in a signature event. This fall, Art with a Bayou View takes place at the University of Louisiana Monroe. To share more, joining me in studio is Marianne Riddle and Charlie Heck. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Marianne, this year the benefit's being held in a new location. Tell us about the site.
Yes, we've moved the location from the Premier Plaza, where it was normally held for the past 11 years, to the conference center, ULM Conference Center, the seventh floor of the library. And we hope that by moving it to this event and improving the event by having juried art, that we will attract better art, and of course the community will come out, we hope, come out and support this event. It's going to be on November the 22nd, Friday on November the 22nd, from 6 until 9 p.m., and we hope to feature some music from some of our local symphony members. Rod Allen and Lisa Spain will also be there performing. We'll have, as I said, juried art, and our juror, Ed Pinkston, will be there presenting a brief lecture about the art. And, of course, we'll have delicious food and a great live auction featuring trips like to Florida. We hope to have a trip to Italy available. Trips to Beaver Creek, the Paragon Casino in Marksville, and also some art to be auctioned off.
You mentioned the event changing venue, really allowing for more artists to be able to participate. Is this going to be exclusively on the seventh floor? Is it going to also be on the sixth floor?
No, it's going to be exclusively on the seventh floor. Mm-hmm. We will not have as much art as we have had in the past because the art will be juried. We will probably have maybe 50 or so pieces of art, and this will be most any media of art.
Well, Charlie, we're talking about this show and how it's changed, becoming a juried event now. So tell us a little bit more about that and a little bit more about the juror.
Sure. We had discussions this year before the event came around, and there was a real interest in trying to improve the quality of submissions for the local community. The way to do that is to go juried, to have a credible juried event. And we were lucky to get Ed Pinkston from Ruston, who's nationally known and is internationally exhibited. And he's going to be the juror, and he will give an artist talk on the 22nd. But the quality of the artwork submitted should be at a very high level. We're getting good reactions.
What do you enjoy about this occasion? Obviously, the backdrop. It's something that everyone enjoys.
As you know, I've been involved with the arts for a while, and I'm on Downtown Art Alliance, which represents all the nine galleries in the community. And the fact that there's something for all of these artists locally to support and become involved with and try to promote and improve, all for the benefit of the Monroe Symphony, which is a wonderful cause, that excites me. And we're trying to stir all the participation we can. And I think it's going to be something that'll be an eye-opener for the folks around here.
How does this effort increase awareness of the arts community as a whole?
Well, of course, the way to increase awareness is to expose the local community to the arts and also to have them see as well as hear from the artists themselves. And the artists, many of the artists will be present with their pieces at this event. And they can discuss the artwork with the people who are there. And generally, it's with the art and the music, it just should be spectacular.
Well, Marianne, as this serves as a Monroe Symphony Orchestra benefit, what drew you to become a supporter of the orchestra?
Well, I think the Monroe Symphony is something that Monroe needs to be, and this region, Northeast Louisiana, needs to be proud of. And by supporting the Monroe Symphony and continuing its growth, I think it enhances our community. And it's just another attraction for newcomers to this area.
I think that's a very valid point. We talk about folks that are new to the area and how this is something that stands out. And, you know, it's like a city this size to have an orchestra is really a gift.
It is. It definitely is. And it's so important to have the community support the Monroe Symphony because it's quite an expense to put on just one concert can cost as much as between $18,000 to $20,000, and so to have the local community support the Monroe Symphony by either membership or otherwise, it's very critical.
Charlie, we talk about encouraging not only resident artists that are here in the area, but also newcomers to the area and new artists, aspiring artists that would like to be involved in this. How could they do so?
Well, of course, the easiest way to enter the competition is to Google Art with a Bayou View, and the call will come up. And once you click on the call, it will take you to where you can make your submission. But we get a lot of art students. We also get a lot of people who just love art and want to submit, and we get them locally, and we're getting them from out of state. So it's an easy thing to do, but the deadline for submitting is October 4th. So it's coming up on us, so people are going to need to act quickly.
And you've got yours in?
I have.
Looking forward to that. Marianne, if someone would like to find out more about Art with a Bayou View, how could they do so?
Well, they can Google the Monroe Symphony website or call Vicki Valenzano, who is the executive director, at 812-6761. Or email her at Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y-V, 11, at yahoo.com.
Not only about Art with a Bayou View, but the Monroe Symphony Orchestra as well. You can find out more about that. Looking forward to the event coming up in November and the artist call going out for Art with a Bayou View. Charlie Heck and Marianne Riddle, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Enjoy it.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.